Elk Point. Elk Point Elks opened their 2023-24 season with a salute to the leadership of the past. Murray and Wanda Cochran were thanked for their 9 years with the Elks, with Dean Rogel, who leads the new crew, saying he has big shoes to fill. We hope to do them proud. There might be some growing pains, but they left us with a well-oiled machine. With Murray Cochran unable to be at the game, wife Wanda officiated at a ceremonial puck drop for the new administration and the new hockey season. This was the first game of the season for the Saskalta Hockey League, which will also have new leadership this year, after the untimely passing of President Rod Booten on October 9 at the age of 55. His passing was recognized with a moment of silence prior to the start of the game. The Elks, who have a number of new players on the roster, including a number of Elk Point Avalanche alumni, and a new coach, Jerry Kajener, had a challenging start to the season as they took on last year's champion Lashburn Flyers. The Elks were first on the scoreboard, veteran Ori Wood assisted by newcomers Cole Bendixson and Bowen Kreider just over 4.5 minutes into the game, but the visitors would rack up a trio of points before Kyle Kajener added his first of the game off assists by Ethan Peak and Aaron Gagne with 7.5 minutes left in the period. Lashburn would add two more in the second frame, with both teams making multiple trips to the penalty boxes. The Elks would add two more just over a minute apart in the third, the first of those by Wood, unassisted, and the second by Kajener, assisted by Dyson Roy and Gagne, with Lashburn answering back 5 goals, 3 of them within 23 seconds for an 11-4 win. The Elks will not meet Lashburn again until their final game of the regular season, on January 27. The Elks have 8 more home games and 9 away games in the regular season, with their next 2 games on the road in a doubleheader, playing in Wainwright next Friday and in Vermilion next Saturday, both with an 8 p.m. start. Their next home game is on Sunday, November 5 at 3:30 p.m. against Meadow Lake, their only afternoon home game of the season.